I'm Corby Mitlide, and you're listening to Episode 1 of The Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to The Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that Psychic Yellow Brick Road, where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. Opening up your roadmap, getting your GPS. Well, here we are. And all of you, both people who know my work and you folks who have somehow stumbled across the path here, are standing around with your maps and your water bottles and your walking shoes and asking, so where are we going? Excuse the New York accent. It's part of the package with me. We're all going to find out, me included, which is why we'll need our roadmaps and our GPS. In this case, GPS stands for Guide to Psychic Services. You see, there are literally more podcasts in the world than you could ever listen to. And face it, who has time for them all anyway? Yes, they all have wonderful intentions and are presented, most of them, by people who have good information to share. I don't know. I've appeared on over 400 of them over the past few years. But they usually run 30 minutes, 60 minutes. And these days, people have an attention span of about 8 seconds. That's less than a goldfish, who can go about 12. I kid you not, they've done studies. But I don't want to give up podcasts. They're fun for me, as maybe you can tell. But I decided that there might be a better way to go about reaching all of you. Thus, the Podbite. Not quite a sound bite, but a shorter experience, say 10 to 15 minutes at most, that can get those interesting ideas across when you have a few minutes of downtime and you don't need to be glued to your AirPods for an hour. So, first things first, who's this Corby person anyway? Well, as the old saying goes, it started when I was a child. When I was 9, I read a book called The Witch Family by Eleanor Estes, and instead of thinking, ooh, that's scary, or ha ha ha, I thought, and your point is, I knew there was magic in the world. I just had to find it. Fast forward to 1973, when I was a senior in high school working at Spencer Gifts. They had the James Bond 007 tarot deck, and I bought it, because we were all hippies then. For 20 years, I read for friends, fascinated by the cards and the stories they told. I learned to keep my ego shelved so I could be a clear channel for the person sitting with me. All of a sudden, in the early 90s, I could do hands-on healing and talk to dead people with no training. That was when the universe handed me my draft notice and said, greetings, you're working for us. So I hung out my shingle part-time while pursuing a crazy quilt of careers, jumping from place to place because I wanted to figure out who I was, and I had no idea. Actress, work-for-hire writer for the graphic novel series ElfQuest, inspirational speaker, video producer, legal assistant, executive recruiter. But I always kept the psychic work on the side. Until 9/11. As we watched the towers burn, I turned to my husband, Carl, and I said, I need to do this work full-time. People need to know there are other answers out there. He looked at me, and he nodded. I believe in you. Go do it. So, for one more year, I spent 70-plus hours a week in the corporate world while doing psychic work evenings and weekends. And after a year, I kicked the door shut on corporate, and I have never looked back. Now, a professional, but don't get stuck on that. Certified tarot master and past life specialist with a fistful of certifications and clients worldwide and featured in a best-selling series on life between lives and pre-birth planning. I read about 1,000 people a year. Now, by the title of this program, you might think this is just another Glurpy Purple with Angels package or one that's going to be full of wiki-woo and mysticism. Not even close. Because there's a lot more to me than just the psychic stuff. Yes, I've been reading since I was 18 in 1973. You know, back when Moses was in diapers. I'm a certified tarot master, a past life specialist, a psychic medium, a channel, and all that. Though if you walk past me in our local Price Chopper supermarket in my Chico's pants and a Star Trek t-shirt, you wouldn't see anything that tweaked to the fact that I do this kind of work. And yes, we'll be talking about the psychic stuff often. How to work with psychics to get the best information, how to use the tools yourself, what kind of psychic abilities are both real and available. We'll basically look through all the mystical doorways we can find as we travel the road together. So the next question is, what's behind the magic? Anything else? For me, it was 3 bouts of breast cancer, 2 divorces, the death of my parents, poverty, abuse. Been there, done that, and sold the franchise. And some of that makes for some pretty savvy spiritual material, if you can look it all square in the face. I love taking what I've learned in that roller coaster life and sharing it with others. I've done it through my own career. A psychic medium is really an intuitive counselor, and I help people find their own best selves and the courage to make their lives a passion rather than a prison. But there's more to what I want to do than read clients one-on-one. I want to reach across the globe. I want to teach people in different countries who see my face or hear my words and say, you know, I think I can learn something from this person. I want to show people that what they know about themselves is more valuable than what a fortune teller might pontificate, no matter how accurate that person is. I want to tell everyone I connect with, if I got through what I got through, so can you. You can do what I do. I'm not special. And I can do that here because, as I'm fond of saying, words are my drug of choice. Before now, writing has been a magical way to reach someone I might never meet. I've gotten 3 books out on my own. A self-help volume, Clean Out Your Life Closet, that encourages you to write your own story of change based on your history, your life experiences, and your personal goals. Then there's The Psychic Yellow Brick Road, for which this podcast is named, and you've got The Magic Who Needs a Genie. They deal with how to use psychic counseling wisely, and if you've really got the itch, how to be a successful part of the Holistic Expo community from the professional side of the aisle. But these days, the podcast is my venue of choice. For those who aren't book lovers or don't have that kind of slow time, it's a place I can share about my career, my skill set, what life has taught me in the past or deposited on my doorstep on a given morning, the musings of an elder, and that's very different from a boomer, and occasionally something dictated by one of my 3 mupervisors, Manfred and Prawn, both Maine Coons, and Harley, a ginger ninja of a rescue cat, right along with information on tarot, numerology, angels, spirit guides, pre-birth planning, reincarnation, channeling, dead people, a mediumship, and everything else you might find in a psychic's toolbox. So, get your walking shoes on, my friends. Come support learning how to trust your own knowing. If there are subjects you'd like to hear about, drop me a note at corby@corbymitlai.com with a subject roadmap, and I'll see what we can do. Next week, we'll start getting into the metaphysical lowdown. But for now, make sure your ruby slippers have sneaker soles attached, and I'll make sure my tarot cards are in the backpack. This has been Corby Mitlide. I'll see you on the road. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel of the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road.